It's Rideshare Sean again. Right now I'm headed to Pinellas County. Today is August 2nd, 2023. So what I'm going to do right now, like it says that the racetrack on 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg is giving back . This is the third time in a row I've been to a gas station and the gas is higher than it says on up top. So for the cheapest gas, $3.89 a gallon, $2.41 after I get back that 17 cents, and that is low. Like, gas everywhere else is like, you know, they were giving back like $3.50, $3.60, $3.70. That's crazy. So this was the best deal that I could find in the Upside Down. So that's where I'm headed. And then after I get gas at the racetrack, I'm headed to Clearwater because there is sake and the sushi there. And I love sushi. But now that I'm an old man, I only once a month because I devastate. I eat 6 rolls. That's a lot of sushi rolls. I used to eat 8. Plus a miso soup and plus the crab salad. That's a lot of food. And I destroy that pretty quick. I think on my blog somewhere there's an actual picture of what I consume and how fast I consume it. Anyway, so right now, I'm headed to Pinellas County, and like the thing is that people don't understand is that you are, this is, what kind of vehicle you drive, for Uber or for Lyft or to drive rideshare with or whatever, that's your own personal vehicle. It's different. It's a lot different than a taxi. I've taken a lot of taxis in my life. And an Uber or a Lyft is just way better. I use them both all the time. When I get maintenance done on this car, I get done all the time. Like, the last time I got maintenance done on this car, I think it was like a couple weeks ago, when I got the transmission flushed, fluid flushed, because in this Toyota, the transmission is a sealed unit, so you can't really flush it like you flush other cars. It's a sealed unit, so you have to drain the fluid and then replace the fluid with a pump. So I had that done. I had that done about every 100,000 miles or so, and I've never changed the transmission in 500,000 miles. That's a lot. And the person that was driving the Uber that brought me back from there, I would say he's like in like the mid-30s. And what I learned from him was that nobody likes to hear the word no. So like, you know, like when people ask me all the time if they can, you know, if they can juul or if they can vape or whatever, even though that's probably not going to do anything, I say, no, please don't. And then, but he told me that what he does instead, which is really good, I want to start using, is that he says that he's allergic to it. He's like, which is true, but that's a really good thing to do. So instead of telling people, no, please don't, I'm just going to say that I'm allergic, because that's true. And then, when I took an Uber to get the car, I picked up this lady picked me up, and it said in the app that she was from Athens, Greece. Now, Athens is like the capital of Greece, so like, to get people to understand that, you say you're from Athens, really? There's a lot of other places in Greece. She's probably from some, you know, village or something. It's just easier to say Athens. So that's what she puts. Or maybe You know, Athens, all it said in the Uber app, I have no idea. But anyway, she told me also that gas had gone up 50 cents in one jump. That's huge. That's a big jump. Her name, I forget her name. Her name started with an L. But anyway, so I'm, you know, like every time I take an Uber or Lyft, I try to learn from the driver, you know, what they do. And I've been doing that for a long time. And one thing that people know is that whenever you drive your vehicle, if you're an Uber or a Lyft driver, that's an all the time thing. So what I do, like, see, like I drive, like, you know, like New York people around, they told me that in New York, if somebody dings up your car, they don't say anything to you about it. They just leave. It just happens all the time. So, but, you know, like, I say, like, when you're pulling into a parking spot, if you can find a parking spot that doesn't have a parking spot next to it, like, you know, there's all kinds of places. So, if you can find out that, what that does is park, if you park there, I'll look for one of those spots, and I'll park way out if I have to. Way out in the parking lot if I have to, just to find one of those spots. Now, there are spots that have one on each side, that's like the ultimate. So if nobody can park on each side of you, then a ding's not happening. Those are ideal parking spots. But anyway, if you park in one of those spots, and the parking spot on either side of you, you can't be parked in for whatever reason. That what that does is that cuts your risk in half. I don't, like, people often don't talk about dings or don't notice them, but that's how problems start. So I just like to, like, nip it in the bud and, like, not have a ding at all. When something starts very small, that's how all things start. Like in a hurricane, like, you know, when people lose their roofs, it starts from a little bitty corner getting popped up, and then the wind gets underneath that, it makes it bigger, and then the wind gets underneath that, it makes it bigger. Next thing you know, the whole roof is gone. That's how problems start. They usually start very small, and then they spread to be very big. So when they're small, you have to stop them right then.